Radio 1 was on air for over 20 years before the rollout of its FM transmitters was complete. And then it was a case of closing down the old AM frequencies, ready to hand them over to the commercial sector.
Adjust your sets right now. That's all Radio 1 programmes on AM 1053 and 1089. We'll now revert permanently to FM between 97 and 99. Please adjust your sets to hear Radio 1. Radio 1 only on FM 97 to 99. 1053 and 1089 closing down in 5 minutes. So reach you now if you're still on medium wave, and you'll hear Stephen Tintin Duffy. You'll hear Stephen.
This is 1053 and 1089 medium wave, the frequencies formerly occupied by BBC Radio 1. Radio 1 is now an FM only station. Please retune your radio to FM. It may also be marked VHF or U, where you'll find us between 97 and 99.
Maybe that's how we'll close down FM too one day. Maybe not with Stephen Tintin Duffy, though. Mark Goodyear's Plaintive Cry, and before that, Steve Wright, this week in 1994. And it was 20 years ago this week that Steve began afternoons on Radio 2 as The Big Show returned to the BBC, replacing Ed Stewart.
Hello, darling.
Thank you.
Summer 1999. Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Hello. This is Steve here on Radio 2. How you doing there? All right. So nice to be back with you. I just can't tell you. Partly cloudy, partly sunny, scattered thunder showers. The pollen count is low in Florida, 33, and storms. This is Steve Wright in the afternoon. Monday, 5th of July, 1999.
The start of 20 years of Steve Wright in the afternoon on Radio 2. His Radio 1 spell, by the way, was only 12 years. In the early 60s, as the UK wondered whether it would ever get anything other than the BBC, a new licensed broadcaster was springing up elsewhere in the British Isles 55 years ago this week.
This is Manx Radio, broadcasting on 1.8 metres on the medium wave band, and also on 89 and 91.2 megacycles VHF from Douglas, Isle of Man. And we'll be broadcasting on 1.8 metres on the medium wave band until 9 o'clock.
Manx Radio launched in stereo on VHF, later getting its AM. John Grierson was the first general manager.
Mostly it was me just talking about this, that and the other, doing some very, very, very local parochial news and playing music, which of course was very difficult to come by because in those days you had the almighty power of the musicians' union, the BBC, ranged against us.
Manx Radio is the Isle of Man's national commercial radio station, broadcasting from Douglas Head in the beautiful Isle of Man. To those of you who guard and protect us during the night, to the police and firemen, to those in the lighthouse service and coast guards, to doctors and nurses attending the sick, indeed to all who have to work while others sleep, we wish you a quiet and peaceful night.
Beautiful, isn't it? Manx Radio, which launched this week in 1964, broadcasting originally from a caravan. If you're of a certain age, Sunday tea times would have meant getting your plimsoll bag ready for school and hearing this on your mum's radio.
Sing something simple that scares go by. Sing something simple.
We invite you to Sing Something Simple, a selection of songs, old and new, sung by the Cliff Adams Singers, accompanied by Jack Emblow.
We'll sing something.
You've been listening to Sing Something Simple, a collection of favourite songs sung by the Adams Singers, directed by Cliff Adams and accompanied by Jack Emblow. So it's goodbye. Until
Sing Something Simple, which began 60 years ago this week, then on the BBC Light programme, originally actually on Friday nights, replacing Vera Lynn's programme, actually. I bet she was pretty peeved about that. Probably stormed out of the presenters' meeting, saying, I've been replaced by some organ music. And probably a memo went round later, as always, thanking Vera for all her good work on Sundays. Right, now, 1976, and a quick Radio 1 farewell.
It's 2:10. Before we move on any further,
I'd like to take the opportunity of wishing the very best of luck to Johnny Walker. No doubt you heard Johnny's programme immediately before we came on the air, and you'll know that it's the last one, and Johnny is going to seek his fame and fortune and another life in California. Actually, I have never been to the States, funnily enough, although I'm hoping to go in September.
David Hamilton marking Johnny Walker's farewell from Radio 1. He returned about 10 years later. That was 1976, and this time that year we were in the middle of a beautiful heat wave. Heathrow had 16 consecutive days over 30 Celsius, and the previous summer was pretty hot too. A good time to start commercial radio in Nottingham.
Radio Trent.
I'll go along with that. Radio Trent it is. 6:10. Good morning, sleepyhead. What about attitude dancing?
Our daytime music policy is targeted at quite a wide range of people, but in the evenings you have to recognise that most of the people that listen to Radio Trent during the day are watching television. The only really important group of people who listen to the radio in the evenings are young people. We target a programme of contemporary music, which is heavier rock music, which is targeted almost exclusively at students and at people who have a serious appreciation of contemporary music, rather than a background appreciation of pop, which is, quite frankly, what we provide to most people during the day. Most people who really know what they're doing in daytime radio would admit that we are background. We accept that. We are wallpaper. I don't see anything wrong in that at all. People take a lot of care in choosing their wallpaper.
Speaking just before launch in the new studio complex as it was built in Nottingham in 1975, Radio Trent's first programme controller, Bob Snyder. So with BBC Radio York starting 36 years ago...
Selby or Filene, Esbra or Morton, Scarborough or Harrogate or Pickering or Norton,
we're North Yorkshire. And we're with you in North Yorkshire.
From the heart, BBC Radio York. In North Yorkshire.
Radio Lancashire, emerging from Radio Blackburn 38 years ago.
Radio Blackburn, the Lancashire sound on the air.
The BBC Trust rejecting plans to close Six Music 9 years ago.
The notion that the geniuses at the BBC would concoct that kind of solid gold PR plan is just daydreaming.
Apple launching Beats One 4 years ago.
Amazing show, Ebro, man. You just smashed it in New York.
Woman's Hour moving from Radio 2 to Radio 4 46 years ago.
Well, I'd like to ask all the husbands round the table whether they think it's a good idea to have more than one wife.
And Richard Bacon falling very ill this time last year.
He said, I've looked at your X-ray and it's horrible. I need to put you into an induced coma so that we can control your breathing. And if I don't do that, you're probably going to die.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.